got some kind of weird audio issue going on.
Talk Live, 855 450 free. Sorry about the technical problems there. Believe me,
wasn't what I would have chosen to do. It is Mark here with you.
And Daryl.
And the reason we're having so much trouble, Ian is off. I don't know where Ian is tonight.
He's at some party down in New York, the Candy Ball, I believe.
Jeez. I mean, really?
He didn't take his rainbow hat, though. I'm a little disappointed.
Frightening. All right. Well, I don't know what else there is to talk about tonight except for this Boston situation. You can call in. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. The number, as I said previously, is 855-450-FREE. My name is Mark. This is Daryl. We do Free Talk Live 7 days a week, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Yes, really. Free Talk Live's on 7 days a week. And you talk about whatever you want. However, I found, obviously, I'm glad the last Zocor, the last of the two bombing brothers there.
Suspects. We don't know exactly if they are the bombers.
No, it's a very strange situation, right? Like, everybody in their family says it's a setup, as if the United States government wants to just run around setting up Chechens.
Chechens are actually the correct terminology.
Chechens, not Chechnians?
Right.
Okay, Chechens.
Yeah, they're from Chechnya.
Okay.
Which is a part of Russia.
Right.
And they're a separatist bloc, basically, to a place that's been trying to get independence since the Soviet Union fell apart.
Okay. And, you know, I guess the FBI's had some dealings with this Tamerlan fellow who's now dead. And but, I mean, it does seem very strange. Like, these guys were caught by Zocor was caught by a citizen in his boat, bloodied with some guns and still some weaponry with him. Obviously they're gone from their home all night for a couple of nights. I mean, this is odd behavior for somebody who's not a bomber, right?
Right.
I mean, so I tend to think whatever reason, and I haven't figured out the reason, I really wish somebody would tell me what is the reason that these two brothers did what they did. But I haven't figured out that reason. I don't have motive yet, and I don't really understand. But I thought the most disturbing part of this was that they decided to not read Zocor his Miranda rights.
I don't find that odd at all.
Why is that?
Well, for several reasons. First, I have heard that when someone is placed under arrest, it is no longer required that their Miranda rights be read to them.
When they go under formal questioning, that's when they're to be read to them.
I've heard that that has changed recently due to some Supreme Court ruling, which is why
not
I
my
say
understanding,
that
it's but all right.
Not surprising. And also, there have been calls by U.S. senators, specifically Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, that the individual be considered an enemy combatant and not treated as an American citizen and not be given access to the criminal court system, but rather some weird military tribunal.
So I don't really understand that at all. That doesn't make any sense to me. So this Zocor is a United States citizen. The guy who's here on a green card, his brother Tamerlan, dead. So we don't have to worry about his Miranda rights. Now, I frankly don't think Miranda rights are that big of an issue. The policing system manages to get all kinds of people to snitch on themselves while reading the Miranda rights.
Yes.
Let's go through the numbers here. Lots and lots of Americans, hundreds of thousands, if not more than a million Americans, are arrested every year.
Yes.
Fewer than 1%, like a lot less than 1% of those people actually make it to trial. And of the people that make it to trial for felonies, I know that it's about 60 to 66%. So almost two-thirds of people are found guilty. Somehow or another, the system efficiently finds people guilty while reading them their Miranda rights. So I don't think that the Miranda right is a particularly valuable thing to a suspect. What I find concerning here is that the government might choose not to read it to this individual, Zocor. There are lots of people who would be considered a terrorist, citizens, I should say, lots of citizens and people that have done things on the United States soil that would make them to be considered a terrorist in people's minds.
You mean like Janet Reno?
Well, no, I'm not talking about Janet Reno, but I would be talking about the all the folks at Waco, the individual who blew up the Oklahoma City building, the shoe bomber that came over. There's several bombers that have come from different countries. There's the Christmas Day bombers, the underwear bombers, and all these bombers that are out there. And the guy who tried to set off the truck there in Times Square. All these people would be considered terrorists, but they've managed to be, read their Miranda right. Not that I consider the Miranda right to be that big of a deal, because, most people are found guilty, found guilty and confess with it anyway. But do you think it's okay, 855-453, is it all right that they're just not reading this guy his Miranda rights and treating him like something different than a citizen? 855-453, Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, or you can give us a call on the Skypes at lrn.fm. All you have to do is send us a little contact request there at lrn.fm on the Skypes. I'll add you to our contacts, and then you can go ahead and give us a call. That's all it takes. And, you know, the audio is a lot better when folks call in.
It is a lot better.
Yep. So we'll take your call. It's, by the way, Mark here with you
and Daryl.
And I want to tell you that you can save a lot of money by getting your prescription drugs through Save On Meds. You can save up to 75% on your prescription medications. All you have to do, you know, whether it's heart medication or cholesterol, cancer drugs, whatever it might be, you can get it through Save On Meds and save a lot of money. This is not one of those online, pharmacies or anything like that. As a matter of fact, they have no online presence in order to separate themselves from online pharmacies. They do independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. They use pharmacies in the United States, Canada, and New Zealand. And you can even get Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill from them. It's Save On Meds. You can trust Save On Meds. They've been around for 9 years. I've known them, the guy who runs the company, for 30 years now. You can get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and information. You can only use the telephone to do this. 888-6969-363. Again, Save On Meds, 888-6969-363 for Save On Meds. Daryl, I know you got, real quick, what do you got about the Miranda rights here?
Okay, so this from NOLO.com, it is basically a question and answer, frequently asked questions thing about when Miranda rights are required. And it basically says that Miranda rights are not required, but anything that you say before they're read can't really be used against you. And there's an article from...
So if they they don't read them to you, then nothing you say can be used against you?
There are exceptions.
Okay.
There's an article from Daily Caller explaining how the FBI is justifying not reading Zohar his Miranda rights. And they cite a case from back in 1980, and the Supreme Court has ruled that there are public safety exceptions. So if there's deemed an imminent threat...
How's he an imminent threat? There's only two of them, and one of them's dead, the other one's in custody.
There are two that we know of.
All right. Well, let's go to Boiler Room, calling in on Skype. Boiler Room, what's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
That's that Skype. That's what it sounds like, folks.
Yes.
Well, I got to tell you that the audio sounds a lot better on Skype when you're going through a couple $1,000s worth of equipment, too.
Yes. It gives you that nice bassy voice.
Well, I've got a pretty nice bassy voice, but the board helps.
Yeah, indeed.
Helps clean it up. You turn the compressor on and all that stuff. So.
I'll take your word for it. So what's on your mind?
Well, the reading the Miranda rights, when you started talking about Waco and Oklahoma City and the underwear bomber and various incidents like that, I was just wondering if the Miranda rights should be read to the alphabet soup of agencies that was also involved in all those incidents. FBI, CIA, ATF. Yeah.
What do you think the FBI was at fault for doing at the Oklahoma City bombing?
Well, you just got to do the investigating. I mean, we don't have an hour to go into everything that they're involved with. I mean, the same way with, Oklahoma City, the pillars in the back of the building. How were the steel pillars sheared off when it was a truck bomb parked in the parking lot, and those pillars were over 150 feet away? It didn't have that much force.
The big gash in the federal building in Oklahoma was the furthest point away from where the truck was parked.
Exactly.
And there are reports that there were explosions in the building before the truck bomb went off.
Right. And the same thing happened in 9/11. Come on. You can't honestly believe that Timothy McVeigh did that.
I don't know. I mean, sure. Why wouldn't you believe Timothy McVeigh did it? I mean,
I don't believe that he acted alone.
Well, I think that's clear that he had some partner of his. They actually got the guy, and they have him in jail right now. And you don't think if you fill up a truck full of fertilizer that'll go boom enough to blow up a building? I mean, look what happened in Texas.
It wasn't full.
I don't know. How can I know that?
Well, they did estimates on how much the truck would actually hold. And to do the damage that truck did to that building, there would have had to have been six of them sitting out there.
These are the kind of things that one can dig and find and the minutiae that people can argue about. But I don't know. I mean, I can say that you're right. I can say they're right. I mean, I can look online and spend hours of my time going in and doing the dirty work, as you have suggested. Okay. I do. But
let's go back
20 years ago.
Let's go back to the bombing here. Now that just happened, the one in Boston.
Okay.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate for a minute, and I'm gonna go on the side of these two kids. Okay.
All right.
They were at the race, watching the race, they were walking around with backpacks, you know, following each other around, doing whatever they were doing. Then they go home from the race, and all of a sudden their pictures are plastered all over the news saying that they set off the bombs. What are you going to do? If you're a couple of immigrant kids, which, I mean, I know one of them was a naturalized citizen or whatever, but the other guy's on a green card, you're going to take off running because you know everybody's looking for you. So you're going to jump in a car and take off running, right?
How would you have found that out, though, that they were looking for them? I mean,
Their faces were all over everything. Their names were all over everything. All over Facebook, all over Twitter, all over the media. They were everywhere.
Well, where do these guys live?
I have no clue.
I don't either.
I mean, they live somewhere in that town. One of the kids went to MIT or something, didn't he?
I don't have an
I believe so. I don't know if he actually went to MIT, but my understanding is that he was
from the area. You know, one of them was a boxer, went to the gyms local around the area. They, on the news last night, they were talking to a bunch of people that knew him. And they said, hey, these guys were great. You know, they were friends. They were... There's no way they could have done this.
Oh, yeah. That was the most interesting part of this is that everybody that knew these guys really did not know, didn't really, you know, for a second believe that they could have done this. And I think that that's interesting because...
Well, let me finish this out, though, okay? Just talking like them. So you see your name all over everything, and you know that everybody's looking for you. You jump in a car, and you take off trying to get out of the area... And you get spotted by the cops. So you get in a car chase, and then all of a sudden they shoot up the car, and you wreck a little bit, and the younger one jumps out and takes off. He gets away from that wreck, but they kill the older one, okay? They shoot him, so he's dead. The younger one's wounded, and he's taken off running. You were wondering why he's hiding in a boat? He's hiding for his life. He's running for his life.
I get that he's running for his life. What you're suggesting is that you have two very well-informed young men here. And the average 19-year-old is
They were both on Twitter. They were both on the computer. They both had Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts from what I have. I mean, you know, you can't
I wouldn't have run in this circumstance. If they had my face up there, the first telephone call I would have made was to an attorney. Now, I'm not saying that there is, you know, there's wise
in
this area.
From Chechnya.
I got you.
One of them's a teenager, for Christ's sake.
They've been here for years. Did they think that they were going to get away?
Well, I'm just trying to play devil's
advocate. I got you. It's hard. It's a hard situation.
Yeah.
And I think those backpacks were different colors. That's what really confused me. Boiler Room, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks.
855-450-FREE. Do you think this Zocor fella should have been read his Miranda rights, or do you think that there's some good reason that he shouldn't have been read his? Got questions about this? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But, you know, tonight seems like Boston is on a lot of people's minds. A fertilizer factory blows up in Texas, but everybody's talking about Boston. That's what's going on. You get more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment from BitcoinStore.com. Now, these items are consumer electronics and parts and computer parts and that kind of thing. They're available at a 0% markup. No markup whatever, coming from Ingram Micro. That's the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. And why in the world would a company have 0% markup on their items? Well, I'll tell you why. Here's the trick. You can only buy with Bitcoins. You've heard about Bitcoins on the news. They've been getting a lot of press. But they're only selling in Bitcoins. Why? Because, well, they want to propagate the idea of people using bitcoins as an online currency, peer-to-peer currency, where you can send and receive money without having to pay any fees. It's revolutionary, and it's only going to catch on if people use it. So BitcoinStore.com, go browse there, look at the low prices on consumer electronics, and check them out. I think that it's pretty safe to say that they're going to be lower priced on just about everything you can find online. It's BitcoinStore.com. And free shipping on all orders over $100, $5 flat rate on anything underneath that. Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
If you like Free Talk Live, you can go and get archives going back for many years at archives.freetalklive.com.
Most, like 7 years, right?
Some number like that, yeah, 7 years. Most talk show hosts, they charge you for archives. Free Talk Live, we give them away. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go with Ron, calling in from Virginia. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to comment on kind of last night's discussion with the police raids in the neighborhoods around Watertown in Boston.
Sure.
But I just noticed how, like, this like media circus over-sensationalized this issue where, I mean, let's be real, yeah, it was a bomb. It was scary. It was unexpected. And three people died, but it you had some gangbangers get in a car and drive through the poor neighborhood and shoot up some houses to kill the same number of more people, you would not see this kind of response. And that is, and it's all tragic, but it also points to the ridiculousness of the police response to this whole scenario.
So is it the media or the police? And that's because you'd said that there was the media circus, and then say it's the ridiculousness of the police.
I think the media kind of like puts the chum in the water, and the police and the state are the sharks going in their front.
I don't think the media put the chum in the water when the Boston Police Department reacted to the light bright, the Mooninite light bright situation a few years ago. They locked down the city at that point and transportation and some roads because of what basically were some little flashing light.
Oh, the Aqua Teen Hunger Force thing?
Right, Aqua Teen Hunger Force advertisement things, and they were just, you know, these little lighted signs.
Lit.
Yeah, lit. Okay, they had a little bit of animation to them, that kind of thing. And, you know, Boston, they also, by the way, shortly thereafter, it wasn't too long after that, they blew up their own traffic counter thinking it might be a bomb. So, you know, the Boston Police Department might be prone to some level of overreaction. There have been larger incidences of terrorism on this soil where the police presence wasn't like this. There have been people who have been on the run for longer, more people, more dangerous, where you didn't have 9,000 cops against one 19-year-old. By the way, I think it's interesting to point out that the Bearcats and the armored transports and all that stuff basically were on their way home when they finally found Zohor here hiding in a boat. And he was found by a citizen, not by those police officers. I wonder if the Boston Police Department hadn't, and I mean the higher-ups, not the individual cops here in this circumstance, if they hadn't said, stay in your home and stay scared, citizen, if the cops knock, open up and let him walk through your house. If they hadn't said that, maybe this guy would have gone out and checked his boat earlier, because that would have been the first thing I did. I remember the Tommy Lee Jones, and I think it was Witness. I want you to check every outhouse, hen house, dog house, and farmhouse from here to, you know, and he did this little bit. Of course, you check the things that a man could hide in outside. That's the first place you check.
Yeah, exactly. And I forgot about the white light thing, but yeah, I guess maybe it is just the Boston police is just that much closer to tyranny than the average place. But to the other guy who was speaking devil advocate, from my understanding, when they were on the run, when the two brothers were still alive, weren't they throwing homemade bombs out the car window at the police? I thought I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and I'm not going to advocate for the devil's advocate on this.
Heard a lot of things related to this, and then I've heard a lot of those things retracted. So I don't know what to believe. I don't want to speculate at all.
I don't think this guy's innocent for a second. I mean, he's acting like a guilty party.
He's certainly acting guilty.
But if they weren't throwing bombs out the window, I kind of think that, you know, if they have homemade bombs at their disposal, you know, that kind of...
What are people doing with homemade bombs?
the story that they're the guilty party. So that's all.
Indeed. Ron, thanks for the call. 855 453. Let's go to Dallas, calling in from... Well, appropriately, Texas. Dallas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Why in the world do we discuss the issues instead of focusing on the problem?
What's the problem?
Meaning the federal government seems to have this problem with the need to fabricate a boogeyman. Okay? If it's not the Muslims today, it's the white supremacists tomorrow. And if it's not them, it's the Chechens.
You know, it would have been really, really interesting if they would have been Muslim white supremists.
There you go.
Well, most people from Chechnya are Muslims.
Indeed.
Oh, okay.
And these guys are white. So they're just rolling everything all up into one on this thing.
All up in one ball. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I got a question what the federal government's foreign policy is to the country of Chechnya as it involves the Russian government. My wife happens to be from Ukraine, and she loves it here. But when I went over there to visit, I felt more free than I've ever felt in my entire life because I could drive 50 miles in any direction, and there was not one video camera, not one police car, not one tyrant standing ready to. It blew me away. And she can't understand why I have grown up in this all of my life, want to be in some place like the Ukraine. Now, don't get me wrong. I love America. I love the fact that I have a great job and I make good money as far as Federal Reserve notes are concerned. But how many times you got to cry wolf? I don't trust them. I don't trust the word they're saying. Everything is hearsay. Not one person can come forward with personal first-hand knowledge of anything that those two men did. I don't watch the news, Mark, and I don't even know if I know one man allegedly was killed, and I'm not sure about the other kid.
There's a little boy, 8 years old, that got killed. It's tragic.
No, I mean the Chechens. The two men that are accused of doing this heinous crime.
Yeah, the 19-year-old was taken into custody last night.
Okay, so apparently they have someone that's still alive, okay?
That's right. This is the Zocor, the younger one.
All right. Well, it makes me wonder that when he goes to trial, I mean, I know it's going to be a different situation.
Assuming that he does go to trial.
Correct. Assuming that he makes it out of prison or wherever he is at this point.
Well, he'll probably be in protective custody, is what my guess is, which, by the way, is the worst kind of way to do time. Dallas, thank you for the call. 855-453. You know, you're going to be he's going to want to be protected from these other inmates in the jail because these guys have families, too. You can believe that.
Yeah.
But after a few days in solitary or isolation, it's miserable. It's the worst way to live. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, but tonight has been the Boston bombing. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You know, BitInstant.com, we were just talking about Bitcoins, and I think BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. Bitcoins is the Wild West right now. They're coming up. A lot of people are finding out about them. Getting them's difficult. There are a lot of companies that are coming and going in the Bitcoin area. Really, these companies hardly even qualify as companies at all. BitInstant.com is growing very quickly in the Bitcoin world and supplying people with Bitcoins all over the world. They're in countries all over the world in more than a million locations. You can go to CVS's and Walmart's and all kinds of different locations. Just go to BitInstant.com and check, including your computer at home. You can use Dwolla to make deposits. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, tell them where your account is, then make your deposit. It's that easy. BitInstant.com. Let's get back to the phones and go to Brian calling in from South Carolina. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I want to talk to you about the Miranda issue.
All right.
I think that the Boston police are absolutely correct in not reading his Miranda for one reason solely is okay. If this case were ever to go to trial, the first thing the attorney would do is try to say that the bomber didn't understand his rights because he was in the hospital, he was drugged up, he was medicated. They read him his Miranda rights and he was unconscious. They wait till he's in good mind and body, read him his rights. They can't say that he doesn't understand it.
So you do support him having his rights read to him, just not at this exact moment.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you read someone your rights, they have to. It doesn't make sense reading rights to someone who doesn't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know what condition he's in currently.
I don't either. From what I can tell, he's in the hospital. They say he's in serious condition. I don't know what that means, but it wouldn't make sense to read him his rights if he's in a coma or
right. Now, I saw one of. I've seen some of these. You know, it's difficult to tell these one of these government bureaucrats from another. But one of these former government bureaucrats out there talking about how he should be, you know, potentially considered an enemy combatant, therefore not read the Miranda.
That's Lindsey Graham, who's a senator from South Carolina.
It was actually one of somebody from the old Bush administration, but Lindsey Graham is certainly doing that too. And he's not a bureaucrat; he's a politician. But yeah, it's hard to tell the difference. So that's what my concern here is not whether or not when they're going to read him his Miranda rights or when they're going to ask him questions or whatever. It's, are they going to consider this guy different, this American citizen different? And if they're going to consider him different, at what point do they just decide, you know, we just do whatever we want. We're going to take the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th Amendments. All of those things are annoying to us and get them out of the way. I mean, the Bill of Rights was intended to put the government in check. The Constitution is a document that's supposed to limit the government, to bind it in chains, as a matter of fact, what they said in the Federalist Papers, as if there are any chains in the federal government. And it doesn't seem like there's any change. It seems like there's dental floss binding the government. Brian?
Well, I can't argue with that. If that's what they're trying to do, I don't agree with it. I don't think that they should be considered any combatant. They're here legally. The crime was committed on American soil. They should be entitled to their trial by peers and entitled to an attorney and so forth. So if that's the reason they're doing it, I don't agree with it. But ultimately, there are more good reasons not to read someone their right than just
understood.
You know, just because they're under arrest.
Gotcha, Brian. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. Let's go with Lenny calling in from Battle Creek. Lenny, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I also wanted to talk about the Miranda rights. I mean, what happened here, it seems like it's only in the last 2 years, the dilution of them. There's a Supreme Court case that the upshot of it was that now, after they read you your Miranda rights, you have to say that I am exercising my right to remain silent. And they can keep pestering you and questioning you and trying to get you to incriminate yourself, but if you don't state that, they are allowed to keep questioning you and badgering you, you know, so that you will, you know, break down. And so the Supreme Court, that was the upshot of it for all the rest of us. That doesn't really apply too much to this kid.
It wouldn't seem to me that if you just choose to remain silent, that there wouldn't be any reason why they couldn't ask you questions. I mean, just because you choose to remain silent doesn't mean the police couldn't choose to ask questions. That doesn't seem relevant. However, there is the when you ask for an attorney, then they're supposed to stop asking you questions and then go about providing you with this attorney, or, you know, get you some kind of attorney or let you call the attorney or whatever it is they're allowed to do. So that makes, you know, that doesn't seem like that big of a loss to me as far as freedom.
Well, it does, though. I mean, when you're in the back of the police car, you know, it's before you get to that real questioning. I mean, this is an everyday mundane type arrest that, you know, as you said, there's hundreds of thousands of them every year. And, you know, they try to get you to incriminate yourself for whatever it may be. And so basically, if you don't say that you are going to remain silent, then they will continue to, you know, people aren't, you know, you're in a bad situation. People may not have the presence of mind that you and I do right now to, oh, I'm just going to stay quiet. And nothing, you know, you're under duress. And people do, in fact, incriminate themselves all the time.
Yes, they do. and a lot of guilty people incriminate themselves. And it's difficult for me to pull out my violin and play them a little song there. I don't feel too badly.
To that point, I want to say, though, that with the way they bring charges against you, and, you know, multiple charges, and there's a multitude of charges that they can bring against any you know, given event, criminal event, that then you are criminalizing yourself to a greater degree by admitting to things. And
Never talk. Look, here's the advice of criminal attorneys. Never talk to the police. Do not speak to the police. If they're asking you questions, you ask them, officer, are you conducting an investigation? Am I free to go?
Am I being detained? Am I required to answer this question?
Right. Things of this nature. You should not be speaking to the police if you're listening to criminal attorneys.
Absolutely agree. And the scariest part of that is that that can even be a crime. You are not cooperating with my command, sir, so you are therefore, you know, under arrest or whatever. You know,
under arrest for interfering with the police investigation.
Lenny, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jill calling in from Madison on WXXN.
Hello.
Jill?
Yes, hello. I guess my concern is very much along the same lines. Am I correct in hearing or thinking that I heard that the president is the one who suggested that he should be considered an enemy combatant and not be read his Miranda rights?
No, that was Lindsey Graham who suggested to the president that he be considered an enemy combatant. And currently the FBI is coming up with some excuse for why they are not reading him his rights, pulling out an exemption from a court case in 1980, the imminent threat exception, to where if they believe that there's an imminent threat, then they can interrogate somebody without having read them any of their rights.
Well, he's hardly an imminent threat when he's in the condition he's in right now. And that, at least I feel better knowing it was Lindsey Graham and not the president suggesting that.
Well,
and
don't worry. The president's going to preside over the killing of some Middle Eastern people via remote control airplane sometime in the next week.
I understand. I understand that, too. But it's just a little more reassuring to know it was Lindsey Graham, because I know where Lindsey Graham's always coming from. But
yes.
My concern is that the desire to not read him his rights, I also am beginning to think perhaps that will give them, not only can they interrogate him and do whatever they do to him for not cooperating, but and that really concerns me a great deal, considering the history we have all the way going back to 9/11 and the people around, not only in Gitmo, but around the world that are in prison. But my concern is that they're using it as an excuse to do whatever they do to him out of a desire for retribution and anger and all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I'm completely with you on this one, Jill. You know, my concern mirrors Jill's. Look, they get convictions all the time. It's a conviction machine, the legal system. They're not going to have any problem convicting this guy if they read him as Miranda rights. 855-450-FREE. Do you disagree with me? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.